May 23, Honoring God in the Home. Let the Word of Christ dwell in you richly in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your hearts to the Lord. Colossians 3:16. This is what we need in our households. There is in it no fault-finding, no harshness, but peace and joy and rest in the Lord. God calls for loving service. He calls upon parents to speak lovingly and tenderly to their children. Let them see that you think they help you. Give them responsibilities to bear, small ones at first and larger ones as they grow older. Never, never let them hear you say of them, "They hinder me more than they help." How many there are who forget that the home is a school in which children are trained to work either for Christ or Satan. Fathers and mothers, remember that every word you speak in the hearing of your children has an influence upon them, an influence either for good or for ill. Remember that if you find fault with one another, you are educating your children to find fault. With your children around you, bow before the Father in heaven. Ask Him for help to guard the trust He has given you. Let your petitions be short and earnest. Say, "Heavenly Father, I want my children to be saved. Grant me the aid of Thy Spirit, that I may so train them that they may be counted worthy to inherit eternal life." Train your children to offer their simple words of prayer. Tell them that God delights to have them call upon Him. We can subdue our children only as we subdue ourselves. But there are so many parents who have brought with them into the home life their hereditary and cultivated tendencies to wrong. They have not left their childishness behind. They scold their children for things which should never be noticed. Parents, never scold your children. Deal firmly but kindly with them. Keep them busy. Make them feel that they are a part of the family firm, that they can help father and mother. Thank them for what they do for you. Let your home be a place where God is loved and honored.